go. Now that's speed. Conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news. Good evening and thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours, the headlines. Government alleges corrupt efforts to influence MPs on Bill 7. Fatal crash in Chisamba leaves pedestrian dead and in 34 passengers injured. And in international news, RSF commander linked by BBC verified to Sudan massacre sanctioned in UK.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has alleged that individuals who pocketed money dubiously under the previous administration are now allegedly pooling resources to influence members of parliament to vote against Bill Number 7. He said the government is aware of these alleged attempts to undermine the legislative process and urged the MPs to remain steadfast and resist what he described as corrupt efforts to sway their decision. Mr. Mwetwa has further accused opposition-aligned legal commentators of continuing to mislead the public regarding the contents and implications of Bill 7. He has cited Law Association of Zambia President Lungisani Zulu, saying it was unfortunate that he allegedly misled both himself and the select committee by claiming that the courts had nullified Bill 7.
Those who were beneficiaries of shoddy contracts and corrupt deals under the former administration, putting money together to buy members of parliament to vote against Bill number 7. We call upon the conscience of members of parliament that this is not a bill for UPND or anybody. This is a bill meant to increase the number of women, the number of youth and differently abled in parliament. This is a bill meant to create certainty of our law as we go to 2026 general elections in terms of amendment of Article 52(6) and Article 103 to do with electoral petition by addition of the word.
Police in Chisamba district have recorded a fatal road traffic accident in which one pedestrian has died and 34 passengers sustained various injuries. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chulavi said the accident occurred today around 05 hours at Liteta Trading Area along the Great North Road. He said the accident involved a public service vehicle and a Fiesta bus. Registration number AIF948ZM belonging to African's Gate. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
The bus, driven by Joseph Mwanza, age 42, was proceeding to Lusaka from Nakonde with an unverified number of passengers on board. A total of 34 passengers were injured, some of whom have since been treated and discharged, including the driver. One pedestrian, identified as Shansa Chile, age 44, was hit when the bus lost control. He was rushed to Liteta District Hospital, where he later died around 12-8 hours while receiving medical treatment. His body has been deposited in the Liteta Hospital mortuary. Preliminary investigations indicate that excessive speed caused the driver to lose control, resulting in the bus overturning.
President Hakainde Hichilema says the country must embrace reforms in critical sectors to drive economic growth. Speaking at the fourth Public-Private Dialogue Forum Private Sector Day, President Hichilema said the UPND administration has implemented significant reforms that have created a more conducive business environment. The head of state has cited the mining sector as an example, noting increased investments and higher revenue generation through taxes. Meanwhile, President Hichilema has called for accelerated investment in the energy sector and revealed that the country now has increased access to power through the interconnector to Zimbabwe following his recent visit.
systematic. We already connected in Southern Africa through the Southern African Power Pool. But there are limitations. The interconnector capabilities are too small. That's why you saw me in Zimbabwe a month ago, to allow for us to, as we have a shortage here of electricity, to bring in more power. Under the pool, we are allowed to move up to 600 megas. But we're only moving to 250, 300. And that's why you saw me going there, amongst the reasons I went there. That's my job. I told you I'll be the chief marketing officer, chief salesman, chief investment officer. So what I was doing there. I'm happy to say that we've expanded the allowable power. And thank you to my colleagues in Zimbabwe to bring that power.
And Zambia Association of Manufacturers President Mohamed Omar said the UPND administration has made significant progress in revitalizing the manufacturing sector, which he said is now poised to play a larger role in contributing to the country's GDP growth.
Allow me to also extend our gratitude to the PPDF Forum for their tireless collaboration and for creating this platform such as this one. Platforms that give industry a voice, a space for solutions, and a chance to build together. To our friends in the media, thank you for amplifying the good work that is happening through these initiatives, for telling the Zambian story locally, regionally, and globally. To the private sector, the captains of industry, the leaders of business, thank you for your resilience, for your innovation, and your unwavering commitment to driving our economy forward.
The Center for Environmental Justice says the country's forests are disappearing at an alarming rate, with between 250,000 and 300,000 hectares lost every year due to agricultural expansion, logging, and unsustainable land use. Speaking during a high-level engagement on environmental rights advocacy, CEJ Executive Director Maggie Mwape said the current rate of deforestation is worrying, noting that forests play a critical role in regulating the climate, supporting agriculture, and sustaining wildlife and rural livelihoods. She has explained that the destruction of forests is eroding biodiversity, weakening food security, and accelerating the impacts of climate change. Ms. Mwape has stressed that if no urgent action is taken, Zambia risks losing not only its natural heritage, but also its ability to sustain life, economic activities, and community well-being.
Our forests are disappearing at an alarming rate, with between 250,000 and 200,000 hectares lost every year to agriculture expansion, logging, and unsustainable land use. This deforestation erodes biodiversity, undermines food security, and accelerates climate change, leading our young people to inherit a future of uncertainty. These issues are not abstract statistics. They represent dry taps in homes, bare fields where forests once stood, and communities struggling to adapt to harsher conditions. If we do not act boldly, Zambia is losing not only its natural heritage, but its ability to sustain life and livelihoods.
The Ministry of Tourism and the Zambia National Commission for UNESCO have successfully completed the project to safeguard Kuyavila, the traditional poetry of the Tonga people of Southern Province. Kuyavila serves as a medium for transmitting oral history, knowledge, and cultural identity through drums. The four-year project, supported by UNESCO through an international assistance fund of $83,790, began in 2021 and focused on raising awareness of the Convention on the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage. Speaking at the ongoing 20th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage in New Delhi, Ministry of Tourism Chief Cultural and Folklore Officer Thomas Mobita expressed gratitude to UNESCO for its support in safeguarding Kuyavila in Monze and Namwala districts to strengthen its viability.
Zambia also expressed its sincere appreciation to UNESCO for the international assistance provided towards safeguarding the Kuyavila, the traditional poetry of the Tonga people of the Southern Province. This is an important medium for transmitting oral history, knowledge, and cultural ideas. If UNESCO's international assistance guarding project was implemented in two districts in Southern Province of Zambia to strengthen the viability of Kuyavila.
the Hot FM Business